how to recognize acute right ventricular MI on ECG. Can this be done without right-sided leads? Why do we care? These are the points I wanted to touch on in the seventh ECG Media Pearl. Many patients with acute inferior MI also manifest acute right ventricular involvement. Clinically, the reason it's important to recognize acute RVMI is that management is different than when we only have left ventricular MI without significant right ventricular involvement. That is, rather than guarding against fluid overload, right ventricular infarction patients are prone to hypovolemia and often need volume infusion with extremely close intensive care monitoring. Relevant anatomy. The RCA, right coronary artery, provides blood supply to the right ventricle and does so during the early portion of its flow. As a result, if you can identify acute right ventricular infarction on ECG, then you have localized the culprit artery, that is, the source of the acute coronary occlusion, to the proximal portion of the RCA. So, acute inferior MI is identified in a patient with new symptoms by the presence of ST elevation in the three inferior leads, which are leads 2, 3, and AVF, in association with reciprocal ST depression in lead AVL. Although most acute inferior MIs are the result of acute occlusion of the RCA, the left circumflex artery can be dominant in up to 15% of patients, in which case the left circumflex will be the larger vessel that gives rise to the PDA, posterior descending artery, that vascularizes the inferior and posterior walls of the left ventricle. But the left circumflex artery does not supply the right ventricle. So if you see evidence of acute RVMI on ECG, then you know that the left circumflex is not the culprit artery. Acute LAD, left anterior descending, acute LAD artery occlusion can also sometimes cause acute inferior MI. This may occur when the LAD is a larger and long enough vessel that it reaches and wraps around the cardiac apex, thus supplying the undersurface of the heart. Acute occlusion of an LAD with such wraparound could therefore produce ST elevation in both anterior and inferior lead areas. That said, it is usually not a problem to recognize acute LAD occlusion with wraparound because the anterior ST elevation is usually clearly more marked than the inferior ST elevation, PEARLS. When there is acute inferior MI but no anterior ST elevation, the culprit artery will either be the RCA or a dominant left circumflex. Statistically, in about 85% of patients, the RCA is dominant, so the RCA is by far the most common cause of acute inferior MI. Finding relatively more ST elevation in lead 3 compared to lead 2 further supports the RCA as the culprit artery. Both acute RCA and left circumflex occlusion commonly also produce acute posterior MI, which is recognized by ST depression in the anterior leads. Although this ST depression of acute posterior MI is usually maximal in leads V2 and V3, some ST depression should also be seen in lead V1. Therefore, if, in association with acute inferior lead ST elevation, you see ST depression in leads V2 and V3, but not in lead V1, that is, you see either a flat ST segment in lead V1 or slight ST elevation in V1, this suggests that something else is producing ST elevation in right-sided lead V1 that counters the ST depression produced by simultaneous posterior infarction. This is how to suspect acute RVMI in association with acute infra-postero MI, and this is what helps you to localize that the culprit artery is the proximal portion of the RCA. If confirmation of acute RVMI is needed, you can then obtain right-sided chest leads, and these right-sided chest leads will show maximal ST elevation in leads V3R and V4R. Final caveat. I've just stated the generalities. Patients with multivessel coronary disease or patients with anatomical variations and or those who have developed unusual patterns of collateral flow may not follow the general rules that I've just discussed. Ultimately, the only way to know for certain what the culprit artery is will be with cardiac catheterization. That said, the general rules in this ECG Media Pearl can help you to get started.